Well, we were talking a little bit yesterday as Anthropic takes
the IPO
to the IPO, and, uh-huh. and they're gonna go public.
Yes,
and this has been that arms race amongst these companies that who can get there first. What's the valuation going to be? I mean, you're talking huge money.
Yeah,
these are record breakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it begs the question of, look, you could be a bit of a pessimist like me. But even a pessimist like me understands and realizes what artificial intelligence is, what it's going to do, mm-hmm. all the good it's going to do. Of
yeah.
course, there's going to be some downsides. Of course, there always is.
Because people like, you know, will use things for the wrong sure. reason.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good that's going to happen. But there are still a lot of questions on jobs and what happens in terms of government overreach or oversight.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of those things exist. Marva Hickok, is the president and policy director for the Center for AI and Digital Policy. She is in Paris at a conference titled Human Flourishing of the Age of Tech of AI and joins us this morning to talk about it. Marva, good morning. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about where you think this technology stands now, because it feels like we're right on the cusp of things really changing on the AI front.
I think looking at the public sentiment surveys over the years, we see a significant increase on how people are concerned about AI's impact on their personal lives and their ability to access resources and opportunities. But also concern about power concentration, whether that is money or access to information as well. So the way that we're seeing it, we need to collectively work on ensuring that power access to the benefits are equally distributed or more beneficial rather than just a handful of people or organizations benefiting from it.
Marva, how does the conversation happening over there in Paris compare to what we're seeing unfold here in the United States with this executive order of the president?
Well, within the executive order, let me mention what it includes and how it compares to Europe. It is a voluntary framework, and it is focused mainly on cybersecurity vulnerabilities that impact national security. It does not have anything about, you know, civil rights, freedoms, or safety, like child safety or public safety or anything in between. So it's purely cybersecurity. And it is a confidential or classified framework. Whereas in Europe, there are mandatory or mandated requirements on how the systems might impact individuals or even organizations. Companies or deployers have to be transparent about it, so there's nothing classified about things. And companies and deployers have to assess pretty much any risk that they can foresee that impacts fundamental rights, safety, health of individuals as well. So I think it's a more comprehensive approach in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there needs to be strict oversight of this type of technology?
Not strict oversight, but definitely oversight, a baseline oversight for especially in domains where it ends up what we call high impact or high risk domains, where it might impact your access to doctor, like healthcare or education or employment, or how you get the government services, or how law enforcement, etc., might be using it. So we definitely need more transparency and oversight of this, rather than companies making these decisions on behalf of society.
You know, the president's order directs federal prosecutors to aggressively pursue AI-enabled cybercrime. Is stronger enforcement enough, or do we need entirely new laws designed specifically for, you know, AI in this AI era that we're in?
I think it's we need better laws. I'm not necessarily saying stricter, but no laws that might be modernized that address the current challenges and the evolving landscape. For example, we're talking about now agentic AI, the type of capabilities that you can ask to take actions on you. So you can go and buy things for you, change your bank accounts, etc. So imagine that being hacked or an agent making a decision that you didn't intend. We need to have laws in place to be able to trace those back and take action.
Marva Hickok, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really interesting stuff. Enjoy Paris, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow.
It's fascinating. And how different parts of the world are looking at this technology.
Yeah, and it's just going to continue. We're going to be hearing more and more and more about this, you know, not just from the United States and what we're doing, but from what other countries are doing as well, because it's everywhere.
I saw this story on Axios about Donald Trump's face being on a $250 bill.
Some people just will be happy to have a $250 bill.
You know, how about that?
Who cares who's on it, but okay.
It would have to, I'd have to, you know, you'd have to get one.
Yeah.
And then keep it.
Right.
A $250 bill, that's...
When you frame it. And
that's
put
not
it up.
Usually in the arsenal.
No,
so,
not usually.
You'd have to, you know, have one, keep it for safekeeping.
Yeah.
Frame it, like, you know, you see on a restaurant
uh-huh.
where they make their
first
dollar.
Yeah. Right.
But I saw this story on Axios about how, a quarter of Donald Trump's base is not sold on the idea that he should be on a special bill. First of all, only dead people can be on bills. It's law in the United States.
Oh, okay. That's the only people I see on bills.
It is spelled out in federal code.
Yeah.
Quote, only the portrait of a deceased individual may appear on United States currency. Meaning Donald Trump, as not a deceased person,
could not be on that.
Is not eligible to be on any sort of bill.
Yeah.
There is a way that he could be on a coin. There would have to be special approval, things like that. I don't think he wants that. I don't think he wants to be on a coin.
No.
He just... You know, they just got rid of the penny.
Exactly.
So I don't think I think we're moving away from change.
No.
I think we're moving away from change.
He doesn't want anybody to flip him.
But this goes back a long time. I don't understand. Like, this story doesn't even talk about that.
Wow.
We're just ramping people up.
I mean.
Like, Donald Trump's going to be on the $250 bill. None of this is, like, real yet. This is not going to happen.
What do we always say about money? We call them dead presidents, right?
Right. Right.
I mean,
I don't know why this has become like this hot button issue. Nobody wants. Nobody wants this. Even Republicans on Capitol Hill, they're not going to change the law so Donald Trump can be on a special bill.
Yeah,
it ain't going to happen. Coming up on the other side, China catching up with us on autonomous driving. It's next on JR Morning.